This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Have our next guest in the studio with us, David. We've got Sue Roth here, who is part of the Arts Project in Australia. Now, welcome to the show, Sue.
Thank you.
Before we talk about the Arts Project and the gala that's on, just a little bit of background on you. And how did you get started in the arts, and what have you been doing up till now?
Oh, goodness me. I trained as a drama teacher about 150 years ago, actually, and decided that at the end of that course I didn't want to be a teacher, but I was very good at managing artists. So I kind of moved into it that way, and I managed the Australian Girls Choir for a number of years. Then I went to Melbourne Theatre Company, did their sponsorship, ran a charitable foundation for the RACV, and ended up at Arts Project Australia about 13 and a half years ago.
Whoa. And they haven't kicked you out?
Not yet.
Wow, that's a long career in one organisation.
It's the longest I've ever been anywhere.
Yeah.
It's that sort of organisation. It grows on you. And we've also had a lot of interesting challenges over the years with changes in government funding and there was a pandemic, you know, those sorts of things that make you have to shift and change what you do and look at the way you do things differently.
Absolutely. And tell us, what is Arts Project Australia?
Arts Project Australia is a creative social enterprise, and we support artists with intellectual disabilities, visual artists, that is. We promote their work through our gallery. We support them developing their art practice in our studio. And probably most importantly, we advocate for their inclusion within the broader contemporary art sector.
Yeah, and you do a wonderful job with it. And,
thank you.
And as you said, you know, like government's changed, and that can be really difficult. And we know there's been a bit of a problem in that respect for the arts. How does it affect the people you're representing? You know, like with what the opportunities you're giving them.
If I can be frank, right now, the artists that we represent have got probably more opportunities because there's a greater focus on diversity and inclusion, particularly with the arts funding bodies.
Yep.
And, of course, the National Disability Insurance Scheme is providing financial support for people to achieve their goals. Now, I could go through lots of good and bad things I could say about the NDIS, but the bottom line is there are a lot of people who are now able to achieve their goals and work towards their goals because of the funding they received through NDIS.
Yep. Now, how do you represent them? Do you have galleries for them to come and work out of? And you're like, do you have people working with them, artists working with them?
Yes, all the staff in the studio are practicing artists themselves. So we have staff artists and we have artists. And often if you come to the studio, you won't be able to tell the difference because everybody's working on art. So that runs like a tertiary institution. People, we don't teach particularly. We do teach some technical stuff in the areas of, say, digital art, printmaking, ceramics, but it's up to the individual to develop their own style and practice.
Yep.
So if you come into the an exhibition like we are going to talk about, you'll see 150 different styles of artwork. So it's not highly directed at all. And I guess our staff in the studio are more facilitators and mentors.
Absolutely.
Than teachers. Yep. And we have a gallery space that's separate now, a public gallery space where we run exhibitions throughout the year that are curated. We also find a lot of opportunities for artists to exhibit in external exhibitions. We've got two artists who will be featured in Melbourne now at the NGV. Coming up, we've got four artists involved in a project with the National Portrait Gallery in Canberra next year. So we have, yeah, we have lots of external opportunities we look for too.
And over the years, we've actually had some of those artists come in on Sunday Arts and actually explain and talk about their, and it's so rewarding, you know, like to hear them, their passion and their love for what they're doing and the opportunity that you guys are giving them.
Yeah, I think, and we have some artists that have been with us for 30 years. Mm. It's a long-term commitment. They're really, you know, devoted to their practice. And most importantly, they call themselves artists, you know, and that's what's really important, because they are, and some of them have just been incredibly successful, both here in Australia and internationally.
Yeah. Which is absolutely brilliant. All right, well, let's talk about the gala and how important – well, let's talk about the importance of putting on a show like this, you know, like for the artists and for you guys as well.
Well, the gala's quite a unique show in the program of the year's program, because it is the one show of the year where there is an artwork, at least one artwork from every single artist that practices in the studio. And by extension this year, we developed a remote online studio program during COVID so that we could continue to work with our artists. And that has continued, but we've picked up now artists joining that community from regional Victoria, from Hobart in Tasmania, from regional New South Wales. So those artists will also be exhibited in that exhibition.
Yep. So what is it and where is it and how is it?
What is it? Well, as I said, it's a mass salon hang. As we speak, they are building from the bottom.
I was going to say, where do you get the space to put it in?
Well, we have a very lovely gallery at Collingwood Yards. Collingwood Yards is on Smith Street in Collingwood, and we're right next door to West Base Gallery, so another gallery space up on the first floor. And the gallery is being installed as we speak, and once it's all up, it looks incredible, but there's a very limited – you can't just – look, the key thing about this exhibition is the one exhibition of the year. You can walk in, buy a work, and take it off the wall and walk out the door.
Oh, okay.
So it's great for Christmas shopping.
Yeah, yeah. But what happens over – is there holes in the wall then, or do you
it really looks awful after 3 p.m. But up until 3 p.m. on Saturday, it's going to look fantastic. And you can come through and have a look, but you cannot buy a work until 3 p.m.
Okay.
So it becomes a little bit hectic. People come in a little bit early and they find the piece they want, and then they hover by it, and when the bell rings, there's this crazy kind of ripping things off the wall.
Oh, so like if I was a buyer, I go up and take it off the wall.
Yes.
And then stand to pay for it.
Yes, if you physically could. Otherwise, you can take the sticker off I've bought this.
Yeah, yeah.
And not everyone wants to take it away with them, but if you do, we've got a wrapping service available, and most of the works are framed. Most of the two-dimensional works are framed, but there will be ceramics and soft sculptures and a number of other things that our artists create. But the framed works, the framing will be discounted. So it's a chance to get an artist you might like. The artist will still get paid the same amount of money, but the frame will be discounted.
Yeah,
so you can get some really good bargains.
I love that concept. Mm. And as you said, you know, like with Christmas coming, what a lovely thing to give to a member of the family or a friend, a piece of art from an exhibition like that.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's every artist. So it's our recreational artists right through to our top-selling artists.
Yep.
So it's an opportunity to pick up work from a variety.
Yep.
And there's something, as I said, there's printmaking, the ceramic sculpture is fantastic.
Yeah.
That'll go off quickly. And then we've got some other unframed works and things that people go to. And, of course, I've just given you a little desktop calendar, so they're little Christmas stuff.
You can buy things like that as well.
Yeah,
brilliant.
And Christmas cards, we do.
Right. So it's exit through the gift shop. Is that the
idea? Well, there's only one door in and out.
No, no. But famously, the saying is exit through the gift shop.
Exactly.
But 200 pieces of art.
Yeah.
That's amazing. People, you've got to go there and support this wonderful event, and it's only on for 2 hours.
Well, the event, the opening is on for 2 hours, so if you aren't really keen, but we will have for the next week, people will wander through. It's just, you know, once you start picking pieces out, it doesn't look quite as flash as it does at 3 p.m, but there were still works available. We do sell a bulk of the work on the Saturday, but it will be available and open the following week at Collingwood Yards up until the Friday for people to either come in and buy work or pick up the work they might have bought on Saturday they didn't want to take with them.
So it's next Saturday, which is 10th of December at
Collingwood Yards, which is Smith Street, Collingwood.
And it's the old tech school.
The old Collingwood TAFE, that's right. And
it's where the Keith Haring wall is.
Exactly. That's where it is. And the Circus Oz building. So there's a lovely leafy courtyard in the middle with a big tree. I think there's a couple of other events going on in the courtyard while our gala is on. So there'll be a bit happening there.
And yeah, like a great place to pick up. And even your flyer. It's the artwork is just stunning on it, which is in your publicity shot as well. So congratulations on everything you're doing. It's just such a wonderful organisation. And you know, like, and the fact is that you've been there for so long supporting such a wonderful organisation like this. So congratulations to you as well.
Oh, thank you, and thank you for your support. Look forward to seeing lots of people there next Saturday.
Yeah, next Saturday.
Thank you very much, Sue. Now, Sue, before you go, the gala is on next Saturday from 3 to 5, but like you say, it's actually open for a week after that, is that right?
It so is, people and you can wander through from midday to have a look, but you can't buy then.
No problems. All right, thank you so much. We've been talking to Sue Roth here from Arts Project Australia here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.